And
yeah,
we got
talking about buses and stuff, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Trains and automobiles.
Planes, trains, and not planes, yeah, but we're going to do something else.
So that's it. So anyway, and then we got this guy, what, in about 45 minutes, who's going to dive out of the airplane?
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Reach the speed. It's not an airplane. It's a hot air balloon.
That's goofy.
Oh, I love it.
Well, this morning we're going to talk about old Bill Ellinger. He runs that funeral home out there on Highway 81 in Loganville, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Be called the Ellenberg Funeral Home. Amazing. You know, you could... And you, because if you called it like Billy's funeral home, you know, you ever think about that?
Maybe it's the only one, Scott.
Well, it could well be.
Thank you. We're glad you're dead. But bing, 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 bing.
Well, I mean, you know, there has to be, the name has to signify some sort of trust. Because, I mean, would you put your money in Frank and Lonnie's bank? You know what I'm saying? You know, you need to have those names. Who's your stock trader? Bubba Shade Tree stock
Hey, I
place.
Actually know someone named Bubba now. Well,
that's okay. Bubba's around. Yeah, Bubba's, but, you know, is Bubba your stockbroker? You know, it's just, so anyway, they call it the Ellenberg Funeral Home out there on Highway 81. Okay, got his license suspended there at the funeral home, got shut down.
Because?
Well, he couldn't get the body through the door. So he apparently dismembered it.
Oh my gosh.
We just take a little off the side.
Take a little off the side. Well, I didn't mention that the body weighed 800 pounds.
Great.
Oh, man.
Googly moogly.
So let's, you know, I think we ought to probably start there, that there is some contributory situations here.
You think?
Not only is it against the law to do that, but you need permission from the family, which
what,
I could
to be 800 pounds?
Understand.
It's against the law.
Well, no.
I know.
Yeah, but Bill didn't ask the family about that. Apparently, a jilted lover from a rocky relationship notified police about the dismembering.
Well, or was he bloated? These things happen. No,
but bloat is air. And air doesn't weigh a great deal. If we're talking 800
pounds.
You
just deflate him and not dismember him.
Well, technically, fat doesn't weigh a great deal.
Yeah, but this one weighed about 800 pounds worth of something. That's for sure. Well,
info.
Nation.
So, yeah, is Bill standing there? He's got his hand on his hip. He's going, well, I don't know. I guess we're going to have to take it, like you say, take a little off the sides here.
Oh, that is so macabre.
Hey, somebody bring me that belt sander. Yeah. We can fix this right quick.
Oh, yeah. My thought is it's easier to cut the door frame because you can build that back in.
Sure.
Oh,
where do you find this nasty stuff?
Messy, isn't it?
Messy.
Wow.
Howdy, Aggieland. You've chosen the best university for your mind. Now you need to choose the best health club for your body. AeroFit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 10 years. Here are just a few of the reasons AeroFit has been voted best health club. AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. AeroFit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. AeroFit offers you full service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for the kids. AeroFit has the best personal training staff. AeroFit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. AeroFit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? And AeroFit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hey, good morning. Almost 6:18, News Talk 1620 WTAW, and this being the 9th of October, you know, certain days. Today is Submarine Sandwich Day, and, you know, they're called different things in different parts of the
country. I love submarine sandwiches.
They call them Subway sandwiches kind of around here, and there happens to be, obviously, a company that does that, too. Today is Leif Erikson Day.
Like the explorer,
actor. Yeah, which is pretty much in your face.
That would be Leif Garrett.
Yeah.
No, there is a Leif Erikson who's an actor.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is probably an answer to Christopher Columbus yesterday. They decided they would actually maybe they'd name a day for the guy who actually came to the North American continent, 300 years before Christopher Columbus.
So does that mean today is Viking Tuesday?
Yeah,
you could eat with our hands?
Yeah, you could dress up like a Viking, wear your little helmet that has the horns on it and all that stuff.
Can I sing opera in the office?
No, you can in the office, yeah, but not here. And then, once again, 2 days that you probably don't want to combine. Today is dessert day, which sounds pretty nice, but it's also moldy cheese day.
Ooh.
And I can't really think of a dessert that would include moldy cheese.
I'll bet you there is cheesecake that's gone bad.
Oh, well, I mean, there's some moldy cheese, obviously. You know, you think of blue cheese immediately, but I don't know that there's a dessert that necessarily would work with.
Mm.
But if there were, one of the birthday boys today would be able to figure it out. Okay, who we got for birthdays?
Birthday's Brandon Routh.
Uh-huh.
The guy that tried to kill the Superman franchise.
Oh, of course, yeah, now that you say that.
He's 33. Zachary Ty Bryan.
I was one of the... What do you call it? Yeah, one of those kids from...
Home Improvement.
Yep.
He's the oldest kid, I think.
Okay. Steve Burns is 39.
Oh, okay.
Now, I didn't know who he was, but he was one of the original hosts of Blue's Clues.
Well, of course he was.
If you have a child, you know how nice that show is.
Oh, Kevin.
PJ Harvey is 43, singer. Uh-huh. Guillermo del Toro, 48. He was the director of Hellboy.
Oh, of course.
I liked that movie. It was kind of cool. Yeah. Michael Farrar, the guy that played Eddie in the Cruisers, is 54 today. Eni Kamosi, here comes the hot stepper. I know that was one of your favorites.
You bet.
I played that song on the radio, so the reason I brought it up.
First time I've ever heard the name, but that's okay.
John O'Herlihy is 58.
That's Mr. Peterman.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Scott Bakula, Mr. Quantum Leap, is 58. Tony Shalhoub is 59.
That's a strange television show, Monk. Very strange.
I enjoyed it, though.
I did, too. I agree. Yeah.
Sharon Osbourne is 60.
All right.
Jackson Brown, who I think we talked about for a little bit yesterday, is 64.
There you go.
And that's all I got.
Oh, well, then the guy who would be able to maybe come up with a dessert that included blue cheese, Bobby Flay, he's 48 today.
Oh, cool.
TV chef. And then one of those things that's kind of weird, and that is that today is the birthday of John Lennon's son, Sean Ono Lennon. He's 37. But it also would have been John Lennon's birthday.
Born on the same day.
He was still alive. Five-ish Finkel, if you remember him from Picket Fences and Boston Public, he's 90 today. A guy I think is pretty funny, Robert Wool, 61.
Robert Wall's hilarious.
Yeah, Arliss, I guess, was the show that he had there for a while.
Did you see the history special he did on HBO?
No, I didn't.
It's really interesting.
Well, okay, what was it called, you know?
It was basically him teaching honest history in classrooms.
Oh, yeah, that would be kind of fun to see.
And it was a little blue, but it was really entertaining and funny.
There you go. And a guy who played football for Baylor, he's from Houston, Hall of Famer Mike Singletary, and was a coach, and it didn't work out very well for him, as a matter of fact.
No, it did not.
Yeah, 54 today.